Hey, 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 it's your girl. Just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, or more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I am here with yet another episode. So you guys know that most of the time I am prompted by something on social media to sort of force my hand on a discussion. So I'll tell you guys, I was just on social media. We are having a snowy day here in Georgia, what we consider snow. I think the snow is actually gone. So the celebratory event is over. And I just have my feet propped up in my favorite comfy spot on the sofa and am working on a couple of different things because, like, y'all know I got a little ADHD. I have to have a bunch of stuff going on at the same time. But that's not what I'm here for. As I posted my last thing, added it to my story, I sort to start to scroll through my IG feed. And I came up on a picture. Actually, it was a video that Vanessa Bryant, the late Kobe Bryant's wife, posted of her daughter, her youngest daughter, who she calls her Coco Bean. And I felt in my spirit like God always gives you what you're going to need to help you get through something. And while she is definitely grieving, one of the things that she said is that her Coco Bean reminds her so much of her Gigi, her late daughter. And it made me think about all the times that each and every one of us have experience loss or have just gone through something, whether it be a true traumatic experience or something that was just very minor, it was still a loss. And how even through the very small things, God always gives us what we need to get through that moment. While I was pregnant with my oldest son, before I was pregnant with my oldest son, I lost my great grandfather. We call him Big Henry. And he and I weren't like extremely close, but we had a great relationship. And when he passed, it was one of those moments where I got to experience like, geez, he and my great grandmother had been together for an extremely long time. And while it was not perfect, part of the last days of his life were spent being able to enjoy his wife's food, from what I was told. He died of, I want to say pancreatic cancer, but I could be wrong. Nonetheless, they wanted him to do chemo, and he had been doing chemo, and it altered his taste buds. So if anyone who's listening has ever experienced chemo, which I pray that there are not tons of you, but if you've ever gone through chemo, it does alter your taste buds. And so throughout his marriage, the one thing that he was able to do is eat his wife's food. And he knew he wanted to go out the same way that he had lived his life, being able to enjoy the very simple things of life, which included being able to taste his wife's food. So Big died being able to eat Graham Shug's food. Now, it's not to say it was without pain, but if that was like his last dying wish, he went out with that wish. And for me, I had those little things to think about. And when I was pregnant, I never could understand why I encountered so many people who resembled, look like, act like, were the same height, same mannerisms of my late great-grandfather, Big. And I would tell my mom, I'm like, oh my God, there was this guy in the turning lane right beside me. He looked just like Big. And she's like, really? And I would tell my Gram Shug the same thing. Like, you know, I see Big all the time. Like, he is just like everywhere I turn, I see someone who reminds me of him. And she's like, he is watching over you. And he's watching over that baby. And I never was like put off by her saying that, because I really felt that. I felt that he was watching over me and protecting me. I always think that we have angels here on earth that watch over us and console us and comfort us, or are just there for us. And I feel that's even more true, because the last time that I saw anyone who resembled Big was literally right before I had my son. Ironically, the uncanny resemblances that Big and my oldest son, Dion, share, I mean, like what I said, they're uncanny. They're both extremely tall people. They are pretty much like the same build. They have the same love and passion for the same sport, baseball. And they are very kind and compassionate gentlemen. They are literally gentle giants. So when I look at him, my son, I can also see Big. And that gave my great-grandmother comfort in her later days before she passed. I remember showing pictures of Dion to Grandma Shug, or Gram Shug as I call her. And she would just smile. She never said a word. She just smiled. And so I can only imagine how Vanessa may look at Coco Bean, as she calls her, and just smile, knowing that Gigi is looking down on her and still has given her a little piece of her, even though she's not here. God never gives us more than we can handle. And the time, it feels like too much to bear. But as in the old Negro spiritual, by and by, things will just seem to dissipate. The way that you looked at things from day one to day 50, while it still may tug on your heart, it'll be a little less of a tear that falls from your eye. And when you recall memories, it won't hurt as much, but it'll still cause you to miss that person, because that person meant so much to you. I think about that every single day of my life, for different reasons, for different situations. There's someone who has been so very important to me, who's no longer here, but in their memories, they give me strength. In their pictures, they cause me to remember the great things about them and how they would want me to persevere, want me to push through, want me to keep going. And when I look at some of the people who are still here with me that remind me of those people who have passed on, it gives me something that's irreplaceable. Knowing that they're no longer suffering, they don't have to endure half the mess that we have to endure here in life. They give me courage to know that one day when my life comes to an end, I will get to reunite with them and we're going to have the best party ever. I'll get a chance to see Big and Graham Shug, my biological dad, Stan, my grandfather, Tally, as we call him, my two babies who were never born and were never named. There are so many other things that I look forward to, but I am so grateful for the memories, for the blessings, and for each moment that they did create in my life. We need to slow down in our very busy lives and just take in everything. Take in the little snowflakes that we got today, even though there weren't many. Take in how cold that wind felt when it hit our skin. Take in the sunshine when it was nearly 78 degrees here on Monday. Take in the moments that you can't replace. And on this cold and snowy Saturday here in Georgia, I'm going to sign off, but I wanted to leave you guys with something so very refreshing. The snow covered up a lot of things that we didn't want to see. And as we begin to thaw out and it rejuvenates from the sunshine, let this be a rejuvenation of your spirit. Let us not be so inundated with sorrow that we can't see beyond it. I hope that your soul heals, your wounds heal, your tears dry. And as time passes on, that you will miss them less and less because you can remember them more and more. Make sure you continue to follow me on all of my social media outlets. I'm on IG and Facebook at Just Call Me J. Nicole, and that's JustCall, the letter J, Nicole. And I'm on Twitter at Call Me J. Nicole, CallJNicoll. I think I missed out the me. But nonetheless, I give you guys the real me, raw and transparent. You guys have a wonderful weekend. And until next Wednesday, when the next episode drops, be blessed.